to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Carol Brewer and Kathy Johnson from the Stuart People Active for Library Service about their free speaker program titled Remembering the Apron, happening at 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Stuart Public Library. Who is the speaker that's coming to Stuart?
Her name is Sheila Craig. And she is coming from Preston, Minnesota to give us a history, you might say, or a trip down memory lane, the title of her program being Remembering the Apron, which she says a nostalgic look at the apron. And I really feel that when I think about that, that's kind of what I get, a little nostalgic, and some other people that I've talked about. So she will be here and she will be bringing part of her collection. She has over 400. She said that she could have more, but she just had to limit because people want to give her aprons. She collects them, but she'll be bringing 100 aprons. We'll have those set up. She is going to make it, will be an interactive, hands-on program. So you have a chance to look at her aprons. She'll talk about them and I think answer a lot of questions. So it will be a fun evening. It's on a Tuesday evening from 6 to 7 at the Stuart Library.
Can you yourself share a little bit of the history of the apron, when those were most popular?
Oh, that's a really good question. When I think of it myself, of course, I think back to my grandmother and talking with other people. That's kind of where it goes back to. Or you could even think back to their grandmothers. As far as a lot of history, I have to say that I cheated and looked it up on the internet. And so it gave a lot of examples of different uses of the apron. It calls it a simple item. I think we'd all agree with that. And so the uses for it, besides, I think of it more as protective, but it also is for men and women. So it can serve a function in the home or with men with their careers, which might be some examples of a butcher, a barber, a blacksmith, a baker. And then for women, of course, it goes in the home and maybe out as far as working in restaurants and maid services. So that is kind of a little bit of the history. Kathy, do you have something you want to add about the history?
I always really like the different fabrics that people choose to make an apron from because it shows a little bit of their personality and their comfortableness, men or women in the home doing cooking, doing baking, and the textures, the different floral patterns or stripe patterns or chevrons, whatever really appealed to someone's taste, because not everybody enjoyed baking and cooking, but having a really nice apron I think would make it a little more gentle of an activity.
Like you mentioned, Kathy, people used to sew their own, make their own clothes a lot, especially in the 1930s, 40s. So I wonder if in today's modern society, with making your own clothes being less common, maybe that was kind of the reason for the apron's decrease in popularity.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. And you think back to back in the 30s, like you said, or the 40s with the Depression, women in the home did not have that many dresses as a general rule. And so they used the apron to protect their clothing. Plus, I'm sure their washing, not that they didn't have wash machines, but it isn't like the conveniences today of the washer and the dryer. And so they didn't want to be washing their dresses all the time. And the other thing is that I think they just found that making the aprons, of course, instead of sewing a dress, like you were saying, took a lot less material. And so once again, it was that kind of the cost of things.
And you might be able to afford a little fancier material yeah. for your apron that you got to use every day.
Right.
Might make you feel a little better
yep.
about things. And women had, women and men, whoever were in that category of doing this work and taking care of the family, they needed to sometimes get themselves ready first. And so the apron was a necessity so that when things were done, they could take the apron off mm-hmm. and say, let's go, get in the buggy or the car.
I was just thinking too, and with my grandmother, more so my grandmother than my mother, she would use it a lot of times to bring in vegetables from the garden, you know, and also, or fruit from the trees. There was some examples too. You'd see her after washing dishes a lot of times, she'd just kind of wipe her hands on her apron. Or another thought was that I don't know if I really saw my grandma do this, but it's been suggested too that they use them kind of like a pot holder, that they have their apron on, they go to take something out of the oven and would use it that way. So the apron had a lot of functions back in the the memory days.
Yeah, it was kind of dawn to dusk wearing those, working. Of course, we talked a lot about women. Do we want to mention men, if aprons were at any time popular for them? Of course, in other professions like a barber, what you previously mentioned.
And a chef. Greatly, I know that there's different parts of the chef's outfit that, or uniform outfit, that the hat or the different things that they have on means different things about where they are in the order, the pecking order of the kitchen. So I think there's some important apron things that we don't know about that.
I remember, too, coming from a small town that we had a blacksmith, and he would wear an apron. And then I, thinking further, you might even see someone that worked with horses and did the shoeing, that they would wear an apron or protective while they're doing that.
So we're really looking forward to getting together on Tuesday, September 24th. It is from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Stewart Public Library. And we're just looking forward to having a good time. People could bring their own aprons. We would love to see them, just to share and to learn and to fellowship together, which is, I think, a great function of the Stewart Pals. Doing these programs is a way for us as a community to keep that small town feel and get together and have fun times together.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Carol Brewer and Kathy Johnson from the Stewart People Active for Library Service about their free speaker program titled Remembering the Apron, happening at 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Stewart Public Library. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.